This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. We have a very exciting show today. We are live for the first time this year of 2017. We are live at the Father Matters headquarters, and my special guest today is our Director of Operations, Jessica Beresford, and we're going to be talking about our new program that's called the Parent Ambassador Program in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health. And this new program is a new, exciting program that helps educate parents, caregivers of school-age children on the importance of public health, advocacy, and involvement in schools to improve and create healthy learning environments. I'm very excited to kick this off. But before we get going, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Jessica, I was able to pull you to the side, bring all the studio equipment to the office here because I can never get you in the office because you're so to the studio because you're always here at the office so busy. Thank you for joining us at the Father Matters Show, Jessica.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, we went to a training a few weeks ago, about a month ago, in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health, and they were doing this awesome ambassador training for us. Talk a little bit about the Parent Ambassador Program that's in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health.
Well, the Parent Ambassador Program is to educate parents on the importance of public health, school health, and policy systems so that they can advocate to improve themselves, for their children, for their community. And it's a very dear, passionate thing for me because I have children, and so I understand and can relate. But as we have been trained, they're training us to empower the parents to advocate for their children's health and wellness in the school setting. So it's something that's very important and well needed.
Well, what I love, we was able to bring Carlos Felix, another one of our staffers, to this training. And he was like, wow. You know, we were down at the Maricopa County Public Health Office. And what I loved about this one part, it was saying, learn how to advocate in a school setting. Because a lot of us as parents, we just take our kids to school, drop them off, go to work, come back in the afternoon. And we're not realizing there's a whole lot more that can be done at school, a whole lot more we could be doing as parents. And I know we're busy. We can't get too involved and miss half days at work. But I love that part. Learn how to advocate in a school setting. How are we going to be doing that?
Well, some of the area of focus that we'll be learning. So in order to understand what we think needs to be changed or corrected or improved within our school setting, we have to understand different aspects, things like public health, how do school systems work, because there's different school systems. You have public schools, you have private, you have charter. Yep. And then so some of the things that we have to understand about how the schools works, we have to understand what does the public health policy look like in the schools itself. So educating our parents and caregivers about what that means and helping them get caught up on that will help them understand how to advocate and develop advocated action plans to be able to move forward on something that we work for or work on in the class and as well as to use later on in their life. And then really helping them understand how to advocate in their child's school. So what does advocacy mean? How do we advocate and what kind of things do we do in order to help our children? And then once we go through the class, we will help create this plan. We will help teach how to manage the plan, and then actively use the Advocate Action Plan that they've created. So really implementing that in the school, and then you can always use that in everyday part of your life if you need to. So,
what I love about the areas of focus, you narrow that down. What would be our target audience? Who are we looking for?
Well, what we're looking for is parents and guardians of school-age children, anybody from pre-K to high school and public or charter schools. So if you have an impact on a children that is school-age, then we are looking for you because we really want to give you guys a skill set who have children who are going through things daily and who understand exactly what is needed for each child.
So when we get the kids together, when we get the parents together, when we get in the schools together and putting all this stuff together, what would be like an action plan? What is the action planning? Because what I love about this, when I get involved in my kids' schools, I end up meeting some of the other parents and like I end up liking them. And then, you know, because I'm involved with the Cub Scouts, the Girl Scouts, all that stuff. And it's like it's great just to get out and be around other people. But when you put all this together, what are some of the action planning that we're going to do?
Well, the action planning, parents learn skills that will help them feel comfortable when talking to others. And then overall goal is to have parents create and implement an action plan, which includes school-related issues like health, resources, and safety.
So I know we got to coordinate and implement 3 trainings, like our minimum of 15 parents per session. What are we going to be doing? What have we started doing as far as outreach? Because we're about 2 weeks away from the first. And we got to talk about that. The first one is March 11th, and the second one is March 18th. We broke this up. These are Saturdays, 2 days. It's broken up into 2 days. And then it's from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Is it free? Is it going to be food? What's the cost and all that type of stuff for the March 11th and the March 18th? And why are we doing it like that?
Yeah, so it is a free program. We encourage all parents and caregivers to come. It is a 2-day workshop. Again, like you said, it's March 11th and the 18th. So this is a 12-hour interactive training. So we have split this up so that we're not just doing everything and trying to cram everything down everyone's head in one day. So we've spread this out. And it'll be here at our Brooks campus, our South Phoenix location campus. And we invite you to come and attend. We've actually just scheduled as well for our Spanish-speaking families. This one will be held in April, starting April 7th at the Julian Elementary School. So look for more information and flyers to come out for that. But you can always go on to our website at fathermatters.org to review the flyer, to register for this class. And then we'll have great raffle prizes. So please come and attend and learn and get in on those raffle prizes.
So I figured that the registration is important because we will be providing what, child care and rifles. So like, will we have that for them, the child care and food and all this stuff?
Yeah, we sure will. So the child care is specifically for families who have children over the age of 3. We don't have the capacity to change diapers and have like that kind of child care, but we will have volunteers watching your children in another room, having activities. We will provide lunch for the families and the children, so that will be covered. And then we will provide a parent workbook, and then when you're completed the class, you'll receive a certificate of completion.
So how can they register?
You can register online at fathermatters.org. You can call us at 602-774-3298, or you can email us at info@fathermatters.org.
So is this like, would I get a certificate at the end? What would be some of the benefits for some of these parents to understand this ambassador program?
Yeah, definitely. You guys, everyone will receive a certificate of completion. At the end, we will also have raffle prizes to reward those who attended. And then you will receive that action plan. And you will also receive follow-up care. So we will work with you even after the parenting class to see how everything's going. Do you have any questions and how the action plan is working? Or do we need to help you make some changes?
That's awesome. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is our very own Director of Operations, Miss Jessica Beresford. And we're talking about our new Parent Ambassador Program that we are in partnership with Maricopa County of Public Health, a new exciting program that helps educate parents, caregivers of school-age children on the importance of public health, advocacy, and involvement in schools to improve and create healthy learning environments. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Jessica, when we do stuff like this and partner in the past, what are some of the outcomes that we're looking for? Because what I love about this is we don't just put programs together and just partner with anyone. Our goal is always what would be the outcomes of something instead of just getting parents together, free food, a certificate, having a great day. What are some of the outcomes that we're looking for, or should I say expecting?
Well, as a parent myself, I think the most important one is creating change. So through creating change, we're able to create healthier schools and healthier communities through the parent advocacy. Then we have building capacity, being able to reach a higher amount of community members, getting out to the parents, getting out there to the teachers, the education field, and just have them all be a part of this understanding. And then community feedback to ensure that the curriculum meets the needs of the community, that it's touching all areas for every different community, because every community has different needs, different things that they're looking at, and we want to make sure that the curriculum reflects that.
Well, what I love is that when we put out a new program or a new service, that, you know, when people come, they realize all the other services and programs that they could get plugged into. I love when someone might come to our Fathers Mentoring Fathers workshop and they find out we have small groups for men. I love when they come to the job and training and they find out that we have a supervised parenting center. Share some of the other services that people can get support with if the Parent Ambassador Program is not for them, but if someone they know, but once they come, they're not just leaving for the Parent Ambassador Program. What other benefits they're going to get from Father Matters by coming and being a part of this?
Well, there's so much that we offer here. I mean, the number one thing we have is, again, action planning. It's so huge and a lot of part of what we do, not only with this parent ambassador, but understanding what our families are looking to do. There's different successes that they have in their life. Some may need food boxes. Some may need a bus card. Some may need employment assistance, where we're helping them understand what career field they want to go to, helping them match them with different skill sets or to employers. So that's a huge part of what we do. And then we also have people that come to us about child support services. Maybe they have a child support order that they have questions about or they want to get support with and advocacy. We help with that. And then we also do family law. So we kind of direct you to a few of our programming to receive some assistance on what direction to go if you have family law matters. And then a biggest part of a lot of our services is just creating that action plan, writing down your goals, and helping you get connected to either services that we have and or connect you to community partners to help you reach those goals.
The Parent Ambassador Program, Father Matters, in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health. Again, this is a new exciting program that helps educate parents, caregivers of school-age children on the importance of public health, advocacy, and involvement in schools to improve and create healthy learning environments. Also, what I love about this, Jessica, they can learn how the school system works. What are some things that are important for parents to know to get involved with learning how the school system? I mean, I realize what helps me out a lot is being one of those parents that get on the email list of the schools. I love it when I can know a month out if they need to do some type of food drive, can drive, if they're having picture day, if they are it's going to be a closed day, no school that day. It's very important to learn how the school system work and to understand what the teachers are going through, what the superintendent is trying to put out there, because they always are pushing forward to try to be the best schools, the best charter schools, the best private schools, the best Christian schools, Catholic schools, whatever they can be. How important is it for us as parents to learn a little bit more about our school other than just dropping the kids off and what's for homework?
Yeah, so really understanding what the school system is like for you. So part of that is understanding the structure, funding, and the governance of the school. So again, we have the public schools. They operate with the help of tax dollars. We got private schools. They depend on their own funding, which may come through parents, through tuition, grants, donation, and endowments. And then you have charter schools. They're like traditional public schools, and charter schools are free. They can't discriminate against students. So each of them run in a different way with different requirements. So some of the things that we talk about is the roles in the Arizona education system, things like what does the Arizona State Board of Education do? What about the superintendent of public instruction, the Department of Education, and your own local school board? So we discuss those things. And as we bring different groups and different communities together, we all hear how maybe one school is doing something different or something I may like that my school isn't doing that I'd like to maybe start off with doing. One of the things I kind of want to say is we have an activity where we have like things like, who is the job description in your particular school? And we match descriptions to that job role. So as an example, the bus driver, you know, what do we think the bus driver does in our school? And some of us may not know because our children doesn't ride the bus. But if there are certain issues other parents are going through that requires to talk about safety on the school buses, maybe we need to understand who the job roles are in order to advocate.
I'm loving that you're talking about the school bus system. I picked two of our five up from school, And one of our daughters wanted to sleep over at a friend's house on a Friday night, which is fine. But her friend catches the bus home. So by just reaching out to the school, I found out in order for my daughter to be able to get on the bus for that one time, what paperwork I needed to fill out, and my daughter needed to have her school ID badge. Because at the same time, I remember when one kid got left at school because it was like, just get on a bus with your friend and you can, but it doesn't work like that. And then that parent was so upset, yelling and screaming at the school. But it's important that they do it for our safety. This is why they have the newsletters. This is why they send stuff home with the children for us to read. And like sometimes it's like to prove that you read it. As a parent, you have to sign off on certain sheets. So, and I'm looking at something else here, the public health, learn the public health policy and what it looks like in schools. One of our children's friends has asthma, and the parents got in trouble because they allowed their son to keep his asthma medicine in his backpack. And that is against school policies, and they have their own reasons. And the parent was like, well, what if he gets sick out on the field? But see, if they know that that child have those type of health issues, they know what and how to look out for. Touch on that a little bit. And you have one of your children with asthma as well.
Very much so. So asthma is something dear to my heart and understanding. But it is about knowing the school. As Vance was saying, his child's school may have different policy than my children's school. Our children, we at a certain age are allowed to carry the medicine with them, but our handbook doesn't reflect how a parent should handle it. Yes, we fill out the nurse stuff, but again, it's about how we address the school. Do we understand how it works? Have we asked the question? For example, like the bus situation, you called and asked. Some parents, and I would include myself, back in the day, I would probably get upset and call and say, what's going on? Why is this happening? Instead of saying, let me understand what my problem is, let me do some research, and then let me go and propose an idea. Instead of sounding like a crazy parent, as most of us may have done. But understanding different topics of public health is so important. So asthma is one of them. Some things could be like school nutrition, patient checkups for colds, vaccinations, seatbelt safety, education about risks of alcohol and tobacco, protection of people from disasters, like Van said, prescriptions of medicines to sick individuals, clean air, water in our neighborhoods, health and safety. So there's a lot of things we can talk about. We could talk about how maybe we just don't want our teacher to serve snacks in the classroom unless they're healthy. You know, we don't really realize what's going on until we go into the classroom and see that for ourselves. So it could be as small as that. You don't have to do anything big or large. It could be really small baby steps. And then part of understanding public health is knowing that our public health system does have a lot of resources, education, things that we can bring to the school in order to help in those specific topics. And if there's not, then there's ways you can bring that to the public health system and say, hey, maybe this is something we should look into.
Well, and also not just making sure if we would like that, that our children, our teachers have healthy snacks. We got kids sometimes, our youngest in second grade, Blake, he has snack in his class in the second grade. Some kids are allergic to peanuts. Okay, so some kids are bringing peanut butter cookies. Some kids are bringing Snickers, potato chips, and it's like just some stuff. And then they're getting angry with the teacher saying that's the child's snack. But we're not involved. We don't have a relationship with the teacher. It's important to have a relationship with your child's teacher, right?
Yeah, very much so. It's very important.
Why?
Well, you know, talking with them, understanding how their system works, maybe they didn't have a procedure in place and maybe they didn't realize that. You know, many people don't have allergies, so sometimes we tend to forget that there's other people who do have special requirements. And talking, communication is the biggest part of advocacy. Is if you do not talk, it's hard to say, how am I looking out for what your concerns are?
What else I love is that a lot of parents may know or don't know because it's in the beginning of the school year is Parent View. Mm-hmm. I love Parent View. Some people are like, what's Parent View? That's a tab on your child's school district or your child's school's website. You go to parents, you log in. I have my own little code. I can track my children's grades before the progress reports come out, mm-hmm. before the report cards come out. It's nothing worse than being that parent that you don't know what's going on with your child or children. 7 weeks into it, they come home with a failing grade, and you're yelling at the child, you're yelling at the teacher, you're yelling at the school principal, and if you just stay tuned into Parent View. If you go to the parent-teacher meetings, this is what I love about this Parent Ambassador Program in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health. These are the type of things, as parents, we're going to talk like parents. No big I's and little U's.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. If we get together, we hear what everybody else's concerns or even happinesses are. You maybe like something in your school that someone else realized they didn't have. But I love how you said that particular system, because my charter school, we didn't have that. And that was our biggest thing. We don't know what's going going on. But when my child got to high school, they do have it. And so I was able to see how more beneficial, how I can stay on track with my child. It was so good to have, but I had to see two different sides of views in order to see that there was something missing.
We are talking about the Parent Ambassador Program and Father Matters, a partnership with Maricopa County Public Health. The Parent Ambassador Program is a new, exciting program that helps educate parents, caregivers of school-aged children on the importance of public health, advocacy, and involvement in schools to improve and create healthy learning environments. We are going to be putting on a two-day workshop, Saturday, March 11th from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's free. Child care is provided. We will provide continental breakfast, lunch, and a certificate. And also, what I love about this, because, Jesse, we put the words out a couple of weeks ago through the flyers. We've been having grandparents calling us because they were just like, holiday and weekend parents, you know, when the kids are out of school, their children would drop the grandchildren off. But now they have the grandchildren because of work or divorce or whatever, and they don't know anything about what's going on in their children's school. The importance of grandparents who are raising their grandchildren to be a part of this parent ambassador program when grandparents are calling us.
Yes, it's so important. We have them just as important and involved in the children's life as the regular parents are. We really want everyone to be involved. If you have a child that is going to school, whether you drop them off and just pick up, or you go to PTA meetings, or you go to parent conference meetings, we want you to come. We want you to be a part because we appreciate everyone's opinion and we want to give the resources to everyone. So if you as a parent want to come and your and the grandparent also contributes to the education, please come as a family. Come together. We accept fathers. We accept mothers, grandparents, caregivers, foster parents, anyone who's involved with school-aged children.
That's powerful. We're getting down to the end now, to the wire. We talked about the Father Matters Parent Ambassador Program in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health. What I'm very, very thankful for, Jessica, is that we get the opportunity as Father Matters to partner with so many agencies and programs to bring to the community in ways that, like, if some agencies just came to the community, they wouldn't really be heard or be, you know. People know us here. Mm-hmm. People know Father Matters. And what I love is we're always looking for agencies and programs to partnership that's doing something healthy, something good, something positive that we can bring to the different communities throughout Maricopa County that may not otherwise hear this.
Yeah, very much so. We are always willing to work and partner with other community agencies. The one thing about Father Matters is that we have our boot on the ground. We see clients every single day. We see families every single day. And we partner with even individuals in our own campus. There's other programs here. We make sure to provide services to them and resources to their families because we believe in a community effect. And if you are interested in partnering with us, please give us a call. Check us out. Let us share the information and get it out to the families and as well as share your programming with the families as well.
So once again, we're talking about the Father Matters Parent Ambassador Program in partnership with the Maricopa County Public Health, a new exciting program that helps educate parents, caregivers of school-aged children on the importance of public health, advocacy, and involvement in schools to improve and create healthy learning environments. Jessica, one more time, what are the dates and times, and where can our listeners go to learn more about the Father Matters Parent Ambassador Program in partnership with Maricopa County Public Health?
So our next workshop is March 11th and March 18th. It's a two-day workshop on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. to 4:30. It'll be at our South Phoenix office, and you can contact us and check out for more information on fathermatters.org. You can give us a call at 602-774-3298, or you can email us at info@fathermatters.org.
And what I love about this, when we do put programs together like this, Jesse, we might do a two-day, we might do something for 6 weeks. When it's over, what I love is that we always hear from people who, within those groups, within those programs, within those services, they stayed in touch with each other, and they do their own little groups, or they come back and refer people. So it's not, once we do these 2 days, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Parent Ambassador Program is over. You could take it, and you can run with it. You can get involved with the next steps. Like, they can get their certification. They can go through a training. They can have a once-a-month meeting. So it's not just come for these 2 days and go have a nice day. They can also get involved and keep this thing going. Jessica, what are some last words that you want to share regarding the Parent Ambassador Program?
Please come out and join this workshop series. It is an awesome experience, and I'm a parent, so I had to find a different way of advocating for my children. I thought what I knew was great, but they taught me a different way of representing for my child and for the school, and connecting with families. It's important.
Jesse, thank you for taking time. Thank you for us coming down to the office. I know you're getting ready to get back on the grind and do your thing. So thank you again for joining us and sharing about the Parent Ambassador Program. 2-day workshop, March 11th, March 18th. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you. And not only God bless, but Jeremy, I'm turning it back over to you, my man. Do your thing. See you next week. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you.